It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the end of January. It sounded like we were just talking about the end of 2018. We've gone from freezing cold weather to a winter thaw. For my running friends, as a reminder, if you are in the local area on Sunday, January 27th, and if whether you're listening to this on the 26th or the 27th, you can get to the Derry 16-miler and 5-miler. It starts at 10 o'clock. It is at West Running Brook Middle School. A lot of people use it as a Boston Marathon prep, those that are doing the 16-miler. Like my lovely wife, Ellen, I'm going to be doing instead the 5-miler. Both races start at 10 a.m. And then there is the Winter Wild Series this weekend up in the North Country. The first race is at Cranmore, and that's on Saturday. If you're listening to this, it's too late to go to that because that starts at 7 a.m. And the next day, Sunday, January 27th, at Black Mountain. The Winter Wild Series is really cool because you basically run up the mountain, turns really into, well, not for the elite runners, but for people like me, these recreational runners like myself, it turns into a nice fast hike. And then you can, and when you're done, you're pretty much done by 8:30 with the awards and everything, you can go skiing. So on the topic of wellness and trails and what a beautiful state and area we live in, with me this week is Tim Blagden, who heads up the Concord Lake Sunapee Rail Trail system, and the website is ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com. All one word. I'll have Tim go over that again. And there's also a Facebook, Facebook.com/CLSRT. So welcome, Tim. Thank you for joining me this weekend, and I really appreciate. I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate you spending some time with me this weekend.
Well, thanks very much, Tom, for having us back. Always good to talk with you.
And let's. You know, I know we've been on the show before, but let's take it a step back and basically tell us, you know, what the overall vision is for the Concord Lake Sunapee Rail Trail.
Sure. So what we're trying to do is stitch back together 34 miles of what was the Concord and Claremont Railroad line. Runs from basically Horseshoe Pond in Concord through Kentuckook into Warner, into a little piece of Sutton, back into Warner, through Bradford, and up into Newberry. And it's at this point, it's little more than graded earth. It's owned by lots of different people, town, state, private property owners. So it's a daunting task, but we're having pretty good luck. And the vision is to get a nice non-motorized trail built, stone dust surface, all the way out to Newberry Harbor.
Awesome. And the trail strategy is to build visible sections of trail in each community so people can experience the trail in their city or town. We find something you can walk or bike is the best way to advance the vision.
Absolutely. It we can talk about it all day long, but the thing that motivates others the most is to go out and walk on a piece of rail trail. You know, it's not like a single track. It is old railroad line that railroads went as flat as they could go. There's the sight lines are long, so you can see for good distances. They went next to rivers and through beautiful countryside. So the best thing we can do is get something on the ground and local, and we find that really sparks interest in having other sections.
The other thing I'm really impressed with you and your team, and we'll get into the board momentarily, but is kind of how you understand that you have to incorporate this vision into the local and regional, you know, planning processes that are in place. So why don't you talk about what you're doing at the Central New Hampshire Regional Planning Commission, as well as AmeriCorps, as well as any other partners in this process?
Sure. So rail trails do have a regional impact. They're used not only for recreation, great places to walk, run, ride a bike, that kind of thing, but they're also it's a great way to get to a job or other points of interest, and there's a tourism component. And because this goes through six communities, the Regional Planning Commission, the Central New Hampshire Regional Planning Commission, got involved and came up with a West Regional Rail Trail plan that incorporates a lot of what we're doing. So it's very helpful for us to have a regional document behind us that talks to the importance of the rail trail and helps communities understand what we're trying to do. You know, and at the local level also, we work with select boards here in the city with city government and planning boards, conservation commissions, the schools, you know, trying to get buy-in and from as many different municipal boards and commissions as possible.
So you know how, obviously, you know, the way New Hampshire works is a lot of, you know, local control and everybody, even something as motherhood and apple pie as a trail system requires a lot of due diligence and a lot of stroking, I suppose, is a word.
Yeah, when we first started thinking about this, we thought we were building one trail. We could not have been more wrong. Every town wants its own name for the trail. What we've done is come up with some branding that respects local trail names where they exist. So the Stevens Rail Trail in Hopkinton and the Tilly Wheeler Trail in Bradford were names already in use. So Warner Rail Trail in Warner. So we've got some branding out there that helps glue it all together and share the bigger vision. But you're absolutely right. This is town by town, and because so much of it's privately owned, it really begins with private property owners deciding that this is something they want for their legacy, they want it for their community, and it goes on from there. So
what you're describing is the beauty and the yin and the yang of New Hampshire, which is we like the fact that you know, we have local government, local control, whether it's, you know, school systems, whether it's, you know, local government. But part of that, of course, then the overall vision, you know, of a 34-mile trail, you know, from Horseshoe Pond, you know, to Lake Sunapee, you have segments that have to have, like, the original name, and then you could say as a subset, you know, or a subscript, you know, part of the overall trail system, whatever.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
For us to make this work, you know, we talk about visible sections and of independent utility. So a trail that starts at one street and goes to the next street helps you get somewhere, so that as we're stitching these segments together, you at least have usable trail segments that are of an immediate benefit to the community.
So, like a lot of things, I mean, I know it's a lot of sweat equity and some grants and so forth, but I assume that if we sparked interest, that if someone wanted to donate, you know, money to the effort or volunteer their sweat equity, who do they contact?
So we're for cash donations, I think our website page on the contact and donate page shows all the ways we can make it easy for someone to donate cash, stock, anything.
And that's the same website that will tell us.
Yeah, Concord Lake Sunapee Rail Trail.
Perfect.
.com.
And the Facebook is facebook.com/CLSRT. And so to the extent that there are public meetings and construction progress reports, we can get all that information there.
Yep, we try to, every time we do a trail work day, we post that on our Facebook page. So please do like our Facebook page and follow it. That's very important. Best way to stay involved. If you share an email address with us, we don't share it out to other groups, but we do let people know with the occasional email what's going on with the trail and where they can find out about news and where they can volunteer.
Best case scenario, assuming you got, you know, reasonable cooperation from the private landowners as well as cooperation from towns, when do you think it could all be, to use your term, stitched together and you could actually say that you have a 34-mile trail?
That's a hard question. I would guess the whole thing, you know, might take 10 or 15 years.
But But it can happen.
It absolutely can happen.
And you have segments done already.
So we do. So, you know, on the ground today, there's 8/10 of a mile at the soccer fields in Warner. That was the first piece that went in. It's a lollipop trail. So that's the only section that's down that starts and ends right there. You have to walk that. It's self-contained at the moment. We're working to extend that in both directions.
I know
directions.
Exactly where there is, because there have been some road races out there. The lollipop trail. Right? Super.
And another 3/10 of a mile in downtown Warner is done. That's got a story walk on it. We can talk about that in a minute, but that's right in the village. And then under construction currently in Bradford, we have a 0.5 mile and another 2 miles going down in Contucuk that started in December. And then for construction starting this year in 2019, a little later this year, we want to put down a 2.5 mile segment in Concord. And then looking forward to 2020, there's going to be probably at least a 2.9 mile section in Warner and another 0.5 mile in Bradford. So, you know, that by itself is about 9.5 miles of this effort. And today, as I sit here, the whole thing could still happen. We've had some landowners say, no, thank you, but people change, properties sell. There's not a block that I view as permanent at this point. So, you know, there's no business that's going to be around for 200 years that says, forget it. And there's no town that said, no way, no how. So it is still an effort worth pursuing, and we are having great luck.
So to me, you have the vision, you have the perseverance. After commercial break, we'll get into some of the ward members. Again, the website is ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com. That's all one word. And the Facebook page is Facebook.com/CLSRT. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio this weekend, January 26th and 27th. And with me this weekend is Tim Blagden, who heads up the Concord Lake Sunapee Rail Trail. And again, for my running friends, if you're around town Sunday, January 27th, it's the Boston Prep, so-called, the Northeast Delta Dental Dairy 16-miler. We're the overall presenting sponsor. And that starts at 10 a.m. at West Running Brook Middle School if you're preparing for the Boston Marathon, or if you want to do the 5-mile like myself. And then for the what I call the Mountain Goats, we have the Winter Wild at Cranmore Mountain on the 26th and Black Mountain on the 27th. And then for those of you that are into dancing, it's all sold out. It's the Winter Fling at NHTI Saturday night, the 26th. It's all sold out. And of course, it's a great fundraiser for scholarships. And there's a number of people that are dancing in that to raise money for scholarships. So back to Tim. So again, it's ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com. Is the website, and the Facebook is facebook.com/CLSRT. So, Tim, your background is awesome. So you were the executive director of the Bike Walk Alliance of New Hampshire, and you were a member of the Complete Streets Advocacy Committee at the New Hampshire Department of Transportation and a number of other, like the Governor's Traffic Safety Commission. So how does that all kind of fit together, and how do you use that background to kind of implement your vision?
Sure. So I spend pretty much full time doing active transportation related work. So active transportation being a jargon term for walking and biking, making sure that people can get around under their own power to get to the places where they want to go. So my experience attending things like the National Bike Summit and presenting there, my experience working with DOT, working with the Bureau of Trails and Governor's Traffic Safety Commission, all helps me understand what the issues are in New Hampshire about walking and biking and running. So it's very helpful as I try to go through and make this rail trail happen.
Awesome. And you have a equally impressive, great team of volunteers on the board. So why don't you highlight a few of these folks that are helping you with this effort?
Sure. So,
including like a CPA. I got to figure out how a CPA is interested in a trail experience.
Well, sure. So that's Jim Sherman you're referencing, and he's moved up fairly recently from Massachusetts, spent a career financing senior housing projects, and is a real asset for us as we start to move up to higher level grants and do things like tax credits ourselves. So we're actually applying for a grant with the New Hampshire Community Development Finance Authority that would get us some tax credits, and then we'll be looking to sell those credits to New Hampshire businesses.
Super. So stay tuned for that, because that for those companies that understand how the CDFA thing works, and it definitely makes it worthwhile to make a donation. So when do you think you'll hear from that, Tim?
Oh, the grant's due in March, and I guess we hear back in the second week of June whether we've got those or not. But if anybody's interested now, likes the trail, thinks they might buy some tax credits, if I'm able to include a letter of intent in with our application, that is a huge help. So if you're really interested, do get in touch with us.
Perfect. And there'll be updates on facebook.com/CLSRT. So tell us about the AmeriCorps connection now.
Sure. So we have an AmeriCorps planning grant right now. What we're trying to do is see if we can pull together a program that would help bring in AmeriCorps members. These are people that are looking to serve their country domestically for a year. It's sort of like a domestic Peace Corps program. They get paid a stipend, and they would be, in our case, helping us build some trail, including helping us build a covered bridge. We've been able to work out an arrangement with Arnold M. Grayton and Associates, a master covered bridge builder who lives in Ashland, New Hampshire, and he's willing to come down and teach our crew how to build a covered bridge. And we've got support from the National Society for the Preservation of Covered Bridges as well. So it's a really good program we're trying to pull together right now. And so we're in the planning phases now. We'll apply for a grant a little bit later this year, and it should kick in so that we'd be able to get going in 2020.
And your volunteer board, you've kind of covered, getting back to that, you've kind of covered your bases. You have a lawyer, Derek Lick. Why don't you talk about Derek?
So,
and then you have a couple of Hopkinton residents, David White and Fred Nystrom. So why don't you talk about those gentlemen?
Absolutely. So Derek is on our board. He works for Sulloway and Hollis, and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without their help. Landowners donate easements to the rail trail, and there's some legal work involved with preparing those easements and getting them recorded. And Derek and his team at Sulloway and Hollis are instrumental in us being nimble and professional in getting that work done.
Professional, and legal, which you need.
Right, absolutely. And then we've got folks like Daryl Parker, who owns Scudax Coffee and Tea. If you're a runner or a cyclist, you've probably spent some time in his coffee shop or on his front lawn at a rest stop at one of the many events that stops off there. David White, owner of Blakeney's Bread with his wife Brenda in Hopkinton.
And he worked for a railroad, so that must help, right?
Oh, yeah. Both David White and another board member, Fred Nystrom, both have railroad work experience. And that's just invaluable. Again, when we view this rail trail as an outdoor classroom, and their knowledge of the stuff we're looking at. So when we see these little sets of three things that could be a bench, they go, no, Tim, that's a rail rest. That's where spare pieces of rail went. And they're helpful in reading the vow maps from the old railroad.
So it's great because they're subject matter experts.
Exactly.
And so they can help educate you as you go along. That's great. Tell us about the specific project planning, how the timing of when you actually start talking about a specific section publicly, you know, how that whole timing works and how you kind of, you know, you're raising the money for a section at a time. I thought that was really interesting how you're doing this, kind of a quintessential New Hampshire approach.
Sure. So nobody likes to be kept waiting, and there's a huge amount of behind-the-scenes work that goes into preparing a project. So we'll first start off with getting the easement squared away, and that might take us a year or so on a particular section. And then the following year is getting permits squared away, building a budget for the project, and at that point, we have something we can really talk about. So then we start in year three, we start announcing the project, saying, okay, help us raise the money for this particular project, and we'll build it next year. And then in year four, we'll actually get the thing on the ground. So we've seen other projects raise money, and not be able to build, and that slows down momentum. And so we want to avoid that pitfall and really deliver as fast as we possibly can.
So this kind of serves two masters because it gives you credibility that there's actually a few sections done. And it's not like you're just talking vision, raising money, and no one sees anything. Yet you're only basically spending what you have, and so you're not overreaching either.
Right, exactly. And when you as a dear listener, as a private donor, donate to us, we try to juggle whether we're going to take the money and turn it directly into stone dust as fast as possible, or whether we're going to use those private donations as leverage for grants, so matching funds. And so the $10 donations, $25 donations that come in, $100 donations, we try to leverage that as match and extend those dollars 4-to-1 or more if we can. So that takes a little more time, and that's where the juggling comes in.
It's awesome. I'm fascinated with this approach. Again, the website is ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com. So it's a 34-mile vision. So let's close by summarizing quickly the sections that are in process, and then which ones are in active planning over the next year or two.
Right. I think the biggest thing to stress for us right now is the 2.5-mile piece in Concord from Fisherville Road out to Carter Hill Road. That is going to be a spectacular site. We've got support from Central New Hampshire Bicycle Coalition, from the Recreational Trails Program.
Is Dave Sky involved there?
Dave has been part of Central New Hampshire Bike Coalition, and the New England Grassroots Environmental Fund. Runner's Alley has supported this, Goodale's Bike Shop. And we really are fundraising hard for that project now so we can build it in 2019, squaring away the last permits for parking area on Fisherville Road. So that's super important. And
tell us about Bradford and Warner.
Sure. So Bradford, we started last fall and built a new 70-foot bridge near the Appleseed Restaurant over Lake Todd. And we'll finish off the final grade and stone dust on that half-mile piece this spring once the weather opens up for us again, and look forward to a second project there coming a little later. And we also started a 2-mile project in Kentuckook and Davisville this December. That's in and functioning for the winter. Snowmobiles are on that trail now, and we'll put in stone dust and make it so you can comfortably push a stroller that whole distance again when the weather opens up.
That's awesome. Well, with this unseasonably mild weather we're having now, maybe you'll get a jump start. It didn't look like that way, for sure. So again, the website is ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/CLSRT. Tim Blagden is your man. So what's your elevator pitch as to why someone should donate some, you know, time or treasury to this project?
Sure. Well, this is a local and regional treasure that's coming together thanks to your neighbors, because it really starts with the landowners. And this meets people where they are. You know, the sight lines and the flatness is a great way for you to enjoy a social experience and get some exercise. So they're the most popular piece of infrastructure for recreation anywhere they go.
Exactly. And so it's not just for us crazy trail runners. It's for people that want to recreationally walk and so forth. Tim, thanks for your leadership on this. And I'm looking forward to having periodic updates for the next 10 years when one of these shows, you know, the 17th year of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, will say that the Concord Lake Sunapee Rail Trail, all 34 miles is completed. So thank you, Tim.
Thanks very much for having us, Tom. We look forward to coming back.
And again, the website is ConcordLakeSunapeeRailTrail.com, and the Facebook is facebook.com/CLSRT.